Today is going to be awesome. Yes, we have the auction. We'll tell you about that once the podcast starts. The auction is coming up. Also, stay tuned in or turned on or whatever you want to call it on this goofy app. Whenever you are done with the podcast and the very end jingle closes out and you're done, we have a really cool interview. Ken Burns, the filmmaker, the documentarian, he is talking about his new documentary that he has on PBS this week called Hemingway, but we talk about all the other stuff too. He's amazing. Seriously. Right after the closing jingle, we got about 8 to 10 minutes of Ken Burns audio. You're going to love it. The guy is fascinating.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast.
I love the lackluster singing along of Carson.
Because I can't sing.
I was looking at Patrick tweeted out his little meme. It's something he has said forever. He says, what's good for the goose is good for the gambler. Mm-hmm. And it's from a buddy of yours who says that?
No, my friend Damien's old boss used to say that.
We got to connect your camera.
Oh, my little thing? Oh.
Your camera's not connected.
That's fine. Just tap it on over. Oh, you want me to hit it? I got you.
Yeah, you figured that out.
Oh, it's fire stuff.
142.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, so his boss
used to say...
Wait,
is that wireless?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I am wireless.
What millennia are we living in?
What just happened?
It's a wireless connection?
Yes, we are wireless.
That's amazing.
You didn't know?
No.
You thought the cameras were all plugged
in?
Yes.
Only yours, because it's got a bad battery.
Oh. But still, wow.
So the guy says what's good for the goose is good for the gambler.
Yes.
And you made a meme...
This person used to say a lot of things. Used to say 6 to 1, a dozen to the other. Used to say all kind of just completely incorrect things, and not intentionally. Just, you know, didn't know. If you don't know, it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm not 100% sure what that means. I think a gander is a male goose.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, so it's a way of saying, you know.
Yeah, I'm not what's good for the goose is good for the gambler.
Fair play.
Yeah. Anyway, you did a Goose Gossage and Kenny Rogers
yeah,
next to each other.
The first time I heard that, I thought of Goose Gossage and with his Fu Manchu mustache in the 80s, and Kenny Rogers with his gambler
mustache,
outfit from the 80s and his full beard. And
It works. It's a nice meme.
Smile.
It's a very nice meme.
I want to make it into a t-shirt and wear it and see if it confuses millennials.
You should.
I want to do that.
You should. By the way, if you want to see the meme, Patrick put it on his Twitter, at Radio Patrick.
At Radio Patrick.
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for being our sponsor once again to the for the podcast. They actually sponsor the studio. You see their sign in the background. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Big fans. I just got some new wipers put onto my daughter's car, so it's awesome. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. And I do have a new gold. I do. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Looks yummy.
That is the great Riley King from the Riley King Network. If you have not been turned on to the Riley Kingdom of Weather,
it's okay.
Have no idea.
No one else has either.
Consider yourself in the majority.
It is.
His last video had less than 10 views on YouTube, and almost all of them were in this building.
Oh. He's amazing. I could watch him all day.
Looks yummy.
I love the. You listen to the background, they get the fish tank going and everything.
Looks yummy.
I don't know.
I love. He had a shirt on. It said the Riley King Network. I want one.
Yes,
I don't know.
Oh,
he's not
Christmas
selling merch right now.
I know, but we're all getting Bubba for Christmas.
I mean,
Riley King swag.
Well,
it's going to be bootleg because I'm going to make it.
I was about to say, if I only knew somebody with
about
a cricket.
I wasn't going to say anything, but Carson and I had that conversation that day. I'm like, Carson, you have to make. I will pay for whatever. I'll pay for the t-shirt.
I wear XX.
I will pay for the whatever the supplies cost. You got to make Bubba a Riley King Network.
Just got
to
figure out his font.
I was
going to
say, can you match the font? If so, that's awesome.
Comic Sans.
By the way, guys, be careful, though, because certain fonts are now racist.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys
fonts
saw
are
that.
Racist,
yes.
too? No,
fonts
I didn't see
are
that. Oh, just
too.
Stop. Stop with all this.
Yes.
I can't handle this anymore. I can't keep up.
Nobody can. That's the point.
So today is a monumental day. We are going to do something that has never been and done in the history of our show. And our show's been around for a while. It is something that is going to blow your mind and hopefully really offend a friend in some kind of way, shape, or form. And that is the auction of the limited edition, because Big D can't make any more Prankincense candles. Big D, I think you should share the story, because I don't know if we've really talked about it much here on the podcast, about the process of making them and how you had settled into it.
Well, can I just say the original idea, when the idea came about, and Big D's going to make these candles, was that, oh, well, we ordered supplies to make, what, 50 of them?
I
we're gonna make 50 and we'll sell them on the website. We'll sell them for like $12. Yeah. It'll be awesome. And how many did you make?
13. I got to 13.
And then what happened?
Three of those are already.
So were you making them inside in the garage or on the back patio?
I was making them like I always make my candles. I have a small like setup. I have like a little double boiler. It's not very big. Small pan. And so you put the wax in first, okay? And then you got to bring it to a certain temperature. And then you add your scent. And so I have the fart scent, but it's really not like fart. Bubba called it right. It's like dog diarrhea.
It's worst smell. I only got a little
acidic
hint.
It's an acidic.
It's right. It's not a toot. Mm-mm. It's not a – it's none of that. This is – dog diarrhea smell, mm-hmm. like your dog is ill. Mm-hmm. It's such a bad scent.
So I opened up the container that has the scent in it, because I've got to lay that down first. That's got to go in the first layer of the candles. So I've already put all the, you can see the container here. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and I mean, everything's handmade. All the wick has to go in. I've got to make the wick. Mm-hmm. It's got to go and glued in.
He's smelling it to see if he smells it through the orange.
This one's got a little bit right there on the side. It's got a, can you see the little,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a little, that's a little spillage that I didn't catch. Anyway.
Spillage.
Ugh.
No one's going to know, though. You give somebody this candle, they will
burn it for about an hour.
Smell it and go, oh my gosh.
It smells really good.
It's like orange creamsicle.
It does. It's creamsicle. Mm-hmm. It's kind of citrusy.
It's very clean. Yeah. It's very clean smelling.
And it will be that way for about 45 minutes, 45 to 90 minutes.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And then I'm making these and I'm pouring it in. As soon as I pour it in, I start going, oof, man, oh my gosh. And so I'm breathing through my shirt, you know, and I'm like, I can't. My oldest son was upstairs. He woke up gagging, and I'm like, I got to take this outside. So I had to go pour them out on the deck, and there people outside could, like my neighbor, he was like, hey, man, I'd tell him what I'm doing. He goes, man, I thought I smelled something. Now, he's across the way. He goes, I thought I smelled something. I don't know if he really did or if he was being nice at my handiwork. Mm-hmm. I got 13. I texted you guys, and I'm like, hey, I'm not doing anymore. This is it.
Kathy said
no more. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, not doing this. So I got 13. Now, one is going to Christy in East Jordan, Michigan. She was the one who came up with the name of Prankincense. She was the one that did that. So we're like, she was like, hey, I have to get a free one, right? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, back when we thought a free one was not a big deal.
Yeah, now we realize that these are, and then one of these is going to Lee. Because he wants to get
Lee
one. Lee Bryce. And
I love how Big D always he always likes to do that. He always likes to just first name a star. No. So we have to come back and go, oh, that's Brooks.
But what you do then is that you explain that that's what he's doing, and that's just as bad.
No, I think it's
could have just let
well,
him
why
go.
Wouldn't you just say one's going to Lee Bryce?
One's going to Lee Bryce.
There you go. See? That's much better. I don't know why, but that's much better to me.
Okay, well, hey, what's all about you? Whatever you need.
What's good for the goose is good for the gambler.
we have 10 left. That's it. We have 10, and then once these are gone, they're done.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to auction these off.
And we're going to do it different ways, but the first one is going to happen, what, now?
Now. Should we just do it now?
I think we should do the first one now. There's only 21 people watching this live stream.
How does it
so
really?
You have a really good chance of winning this candle, outbidding your competitors.
How does this work?
Leave your bids in the comments.
Yeah, so start the bid
if
right
you
now.
Because you can see real-time comments, so if you want to open up the bidding.
Okay.
$20. I think we should open it at 20.
Oh, okay.
Does anyone watching this right now want to give me $20?
And you have to comment 20 because we need a record of the money.
That's right.
And then if somebody sees a 20 and they want 21 increments of a dollar, sound fair?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. For
of
now.
A dollar? All right.
Yeah. So then somebody else come back at 21.
I mean, I don't know. Is anybody willing to pay $20 for a candle?
That's a really great question.
Let me tell you, there is someone I absolutely hate and I would love to give them this candle. Somebody just opened up the bid at 25. Dang it, you got me.
Wow.
I was about to open up the bids at 25.
I'm like, it's worth. Nunsacks from Vermont says $60.
What?
Okay. Jump straight to $60? No one's going to bid more than that.
I really feel bad.
No one's going to bid more than $60.
I really feel bad for the recipient of these. And I'm telling you,
it's past prank. It really is a hate.
This is a hate crime. I'm thinking of the few people in my life I would send this to, and they are not the kind of people. Cincy Batman says $65. Justin Sotheby just bid $70. We are at $70.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. For a deadly, swanky.
Look, we are not responsible for anything.
That is true.
For anything that happens.
Let me tell you right
during
now.
During the usage or the burning or anything. Matter of fact, there's a disclaimer on the bottom. Had to put that legally.
Listen carefully to me as I look right into the camera. If you give this to someone and it destroys your relationship with that person, are not responsible, okay? Because it will. That the person you give this to will never speak to you again.
Let me tell you the great part about this prank and sense candle, though. There are no identifying markings to bring it back to you or to the Big D and Bubba show.
Sadly,
instead, it's
my fingerprints
blank.
Are on public record, so my fingerprints are all over this. Sorry. It's going to come back to me.
Are we going to wipe them down?
I'm aware to the guys that and ladies that are watching that there is a delay, but it doesn't really matter because we're not hard timing this. You have time to beat it.
No,
until we close it.
$90.
$90.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Before the end of the podcast, when we think we're starting to wind down, we're going to type in the word E, or we're going to type in the letter E for end, and then no bids after the E count.
You're really good at this.
I watch a lot of Instagram Live.
Justin and Cincy Batman are both at $100.
What?
$100.
Well, we can't have a tie.
You're almost at the point where you are making this worth to Big D, the amount of hell he went through to make these candles.
No, it's still not.
He still says we're not.
This is it. This is it. No, I won't make any. I still have the a half of the container left, and I swear to you on my life, it is sitting out on my back porch outside because even though it's closed. It still stinks up.
Some probably spilled on the plastic or something.
It's just.
We are now at 120.
What?
I don't know who Numsacks is. Numsacks, type your name if you want us to know into
or
the
not.
Comments.
So I mean, same thing with Cincy Batman too.
$120 for the frankincense.
This
rhymes with citrus
first.
Candle.
Let me tell you, I thought we might get $30, $40
for
this.
Justin just bid $125.
I thought it was $5 out the door.
$125.
We are offering free shipping for Justin.
Wait. Cincy Batman just said $125 if we'll sign it.
Nope.
No, we're not going to sign it.
No.
We will send it to you with a Big D and Bubba postcard.
We'll sign that.
Not putting our names on this.
Can we sign somebody else's name?
Or is that part of the prank? Now, wait a minute. Is that part of the prank?
No,
that's the thing, is they give it to somebody and go, look, it's a signed candle from Big D and Bubba.
Yeah, but if they know us, they've been hearing us talk about this, they're not
because
burn
we
it.
Do sell the signed candles on our
You
little
store
are
the guy that uses DuckDuckGo, so you don't leave digital footprints. You want to
leave
a signature?
Signature on this?
Come on, Bubba.
I'm saying right now that $125, and we have two bids for $125, and we can do two candles.
What?
For $125? Yep.
Yeah, we can allow a second
is
chance.
Anybody gonna beat a 125?
Do it second now. Chance. Yep.
I love Carson's lingo. Carson has all the lingo.
I do.
She's like home shopping network queen over here.
Yeah, we should really just turn this over to Carson and let her wrap
Carson,
up
would
our.
You please?
Absolutely.
I take that back. NumSacks is now bid $140.
Somebody got their stimmy.
I'm so
somebody
excited.
Somebody got that stimulus money.
NumSacks, we are so thrilled to hear from you today. Thanks for bidding it on up. If you haven't seen the, what is this, prankincense?
Prankincense.
There we go. Yeah. The prankincense product, it comes in a stainless steel tin.
Is it stainless steel?
I don't know. It feels like it. What are you going to do?
Question
the QVC?
I'm sorry. So go on, QVC queen.
So when you take the lid off, it looks like a regular candle. You smell it. That fresh, clean citrus scent, which Big D hand poured. Not only did he pour the wax, he mixed it by hand. This is what he does. So he took such care and effort to put this frankincense candle together for you. Again, limited quantities. You want to make sure you get in your bids now on the Big D and Bubba YouTube channel. Who are we looking at? Whose number?
Looks like Justin Sotheby's back to 145.
Look at Justin.
Justin's
Justin,
on top.
Hi. Hi, Justin. So good to hear from you today.
Yeah, she's she's
man,
good
that
at
is
this.
A skill.
We are going to
you
lose.
You are being wasted here.
We're going to lose Carson to QVC.
Can you imagine the first time they get like somebody on there and I'm like, what? I can't understand you. And I just get frustrated.
She goes,
yeah. 146, Cincy
no,
Batman.
No, NumSacks. $160.
What? NumSacks, you the man. Although, Cincy, yeah. I
NumSacks
see you.
Says $160 for Big D's struggle. You know, I'm very glad. I must say this because there are there's one or two of these that have little tiny spots where it has dripped onto the exterior of the candle.
May I tell you? I'm sorry to interrupt you. So I poured them. I'm outside on the deck and I'm pouring these candles, and the wind's kind of blowing a little bit, and so the wax kind of spilled over on two, maybe three of them onto the side, like. You know, like this is so the top is off, so it's kind of comes over on the side, and so it dried. No, so it dried. That one's actually orange. And so when I was finishing them off, you top them with the orange scented wax, and it's dry. And I take them and I see, and it's caked on the side and a little bit on the bottom. Ooh.
Oh, do you have
you
one
have
of them?
One
yeah, so
have,
yeah, the yeah, one I
don't
have,
know about it.
That's what I was going to say is the one I have does not have any trace scent anywhere on it.
And I don't want it.
No,
don't
you
want
don't
it.
Want trace scent at all.
Can't smell it. So, yeah.
170, by the way.
He might be really sensitive to it as well.
That is true. He lived in it for a little while.
Now, understand, when we get close, we're going to have to give them the 30 seconds. So one of us will start our phones, we'll do a countdown, and then we'll give them the 10. Nine. Okay. We'll count down, and then we'll do the E.
Cincy Batman to 180, guys.
Cincy
Are you
Batman.
Kidding me?
$80.
You the true Cape Crusader.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of.
Yes, it is.
It's a very interesting
podcast.
I'm not
going to lie. This is more money than we've ever made off of any merch thing we've ever done.
I actually want to start
this
doing auctions
like,
now.
Wow,
this is amazing.
This is unbelievable.
No, we're good, man. This is a one-time, one and done.
Unless, I tell you what, guys. Justin and NumSacks and Cincy Batman are all at 165, 170, and 180. And I hate to be that guy, but I feel like we should.
You want
to
call it?
I want to call it and
that's
sell
an amazing,
all three of them.
Yeah.
Sell all three of them a candle. And I want to throw in a Big D and Bubba mug that I can send them with it. We'll sign a postcard and send it to you as well.
If they're all at 165, 170, 180, why don't we make them all equal to the lowest of the high bids?
Yeah, 165.
Yep. Oh, wait. The high bid just went to 200.
That's okay. That's okay. I feel like at some point we'll just be. Did you guys expect it to go this high?
No, never.
No, I didn't expect it to go over $100.
So what we do is we match. We just say everybody, the three of them, Justin Sotheby, NumSacks, and Cincy Batman, all each get a candle. For the 165, the lowest of the high bids.
That's crazy.
Are we cool with that?
And if you guys comment, let us know if you're okay with that deal.
If there is any, if there's anybody else who wants to bid on one of these and get in on this, you know where you got to be. You got to be over that number, over their numbers. Other than that,
we're
going to go ahead
and end it.
So
we're letting them get the bargain price of 165.
Somebody type the E. You want me to type the E? I'm typing the E.
Yeah. Type
right,
it.
The E. Okay. So that is
Justin
now.
Justin says good. There. NumSacks is good. Everybody. Yeah. So we will do more of these another way. We might try an Instagram Live. Whoa. Because there's a lot more, but there's a lot more people on
even
that
the
one.
Citrus so is the very strong.
It's overpowering. It is because I keep
trying to cover the poop. Like,
he had to cover the poop,
man. Y'all, you don't know.
No,
I know you, we don't know.
I've seen hell.
You've smelled it.
I've come back. I've come back. Now, let me tell you something. For y'all who bought these, you three, let me just give you just tech talk here. You're going to light this, and it's going to burn as an orange candle for
approximately an hour-ish?
It's hard. I mean, it really is
hard to tell. It's not science.
It's...
Here's the thing, though. It's enough time for you to give it to someone and get away. They could literally, you could be at their house and they could light it and I got to leave in about 45 minutes.
Or you light it while you guys are playing poker if you want to see their reaction.
And the other thing
don't do that in your house.
No, it's their house I'm saying. You do it at their house. I brought you a housewarming candle to your friend or whatever.
And it's also going to be a slow merge. Because the two scents are literally on top of each other.
So they're going to mix at one point?
Mm-hmm. So at some point, what's going to happen is you're going to have...
People are going to start pointing fingers. Which one of y'all just poop yourself?
So it's going to burn. And
pulling
it's going to start to... It's going to start to kind of...
By the way, that
mix.
Are we closed on that? Because somebody asked if they're late. Okay, we are closed on that. PJ.
There will be other chances, PJ.
Yeah. So,
but...
For today, that is done.
We just raked in, guys, we just made over $500
on three stupid, awful, this is a terrorist move.
Okay, please stop down-talking the product.
No, he's saying
this thing is so vile.
Don't talk about how much money. Like, no, y'all got a deal in this. You don't understand the hype talk.
Absolutely.
Well, there's only 10 of these in existence, and they're never going to be made again.
Dude, this
is...
I mean, this is what we call heater. Like, you brought it, man. Like, this is this flamethrower right here.
That's so gross.
Yeah, people like bring vintage t-shirts, and they're like, that's the heater. Like, no, it's not. It's terrible. But that's what I'm getting. See, but I get it. We're going to hype it.
Yeah.
We're going to hype it.
It's amazing.
Three gone, D.
It's amazing and amazingly potent.
Yeah,
I'm kind of in a weird way. I feel sad that three are gone because that's three
of your babies.
Well, it's like it's never gonna come back. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's forever.
Okay, so now how many are we down to?
You getting sentimental?
I'm getting sentimental about my.
You understand? You're robbing D of his children.
You're taking,
makes it worth even more.
You're taking his wax babies.
Drop them off at the pool.
That's what it is. That's what you're gonna think.
Oh, this is awful.
So bad. I started thinking like, well, I wonder if we could actually do prank soap as well. Where the top, like halfway into, because you, as you're using it, you know, it goes whittles down. And all of a sudden you get in, take a shower, and you're rubbing crap all over your body.
Like literal poop smell?
Yeah, all over. Patrick, think about doing
it's not
prank
literal.
Soap next. Like a soap bar.
Soap prank?
And you just, and the soap.
Man, I say you just cut your losses.
Right at the beginning.
Because.
Oh, this is great.
You can't tell. No. And then you start using it and it's, and then all of a sudden.
Here's my conundrum right now, though. If people are willing to pay this money for these candles, and I get it.
But
D has seen the fire. He has been back to tell us all of the lava pits. But I feel like there's money to be made there.
But part of the reason they're paying these prices is because there's only 10.
Yeah, this is a
finite commodity.
This isn't like, I mean, once we're out of helium, folks, we're out of helium. All right? We ain't making any more. It's done.
I'm throwing in the Big D and Bubba mug.
Oh, that's nice.
So just because I can't believe you guys spent that much money.
And do you burn these? That's the other question. Candle. Do you burn? Oh, does it fit right in there?
Right inside the mug.
It's adorable.
Oh. Put it in the little box. Oh,
the mug is now a candle transport device.
Yeah, keep it safe. Yes. I don't know. I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would burn this
because
I think I would. I would just always. You know,
is
the
it
biggest...
Schrodinger's candle?
Well, it's the
like
reason
it's
why.
Schrodinger's candle.
It might be a poop smell, but we can't tell.
It is both poop and non-poop.
It's the reason why United States and Russia, we never killed each other.
Justin says, it will go in my display with other Big D and Bubba swag. Numsack says, I don't even know if I want to give it away. I'm probably going to keep it as a trophy.
Man. I love auctions.
You know what, guys?
Here's to you, man.
Wow, that is awesome.
I mean, you've got... I mean, we can make hats. We can reprint mugs.
Glenda called it the fruity fart. This is very fruity fart. Or the other one was somebody combined the S word for poop and citrus. And that, by the way, is the best name for this candle.
Yeah, we just can't say it. Yeah. Cincy Batman says, yeah, we're getting something that only Lee Bryce and 9 other people have.
That is true.
That's right.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Handmade so by these, Big D himself. Yeah.
These three will never get burned. That is, I do now see your little spot. You're kind of sad.
There's a little
because of the
It's like making the most perfect sword and never cutting
this
someone's
head
off.
This is why I want to do at least a couple of these on eBay.
At least Harry Truman,
so that
you know,
it can widen beyond. Were you about to make a Harry?
No,
Truman?
I was going to say at least he got to see the scope of how dangerous the atomic bomb was. Nobody really, if they don't burn these, they'll never know how dangerous they are.
I want to see if these are already up on eBay for the three people that bought them.
No, but you know,
they already flipped them.
Because I'd like to see this get to a wider audience than just people who are into the show, because there might be somebody out there who has an enemy that they hate enough that they really want to, you know.
I do.
Yeah, and if you don't want a glitter bomb.
Yeah, glitter bombs are so 5 years ago.
Right.
And they're also so dumb. I hate glitter.
You could make this yourself, but as Dee will tell you, you really don't want
you
to.
You don't want
to.
Oh, no. This is not a... I mean, you can't... I mean, hey, knock yourself out. You can do it. Same thing I did, but you got to do it. That's the thing.
It's a commitment.
I mean...
Just poo it.
I remember
Justin
there was a...
Justin says I will probably burn it myself eventually at a poker party.
As long as it's somebody else's house.
Yeah,
somebody
else's house, not your house.
Oh, do it when you're losing. And then drive them all out.
No, you do it when you're winning. You get up at a cash poker game, you get up a couple, $500-$600, and you don't want the game to keep going, but you don't want to be the one to say, I want to quit because I'm ahead, light the candle.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A new use has just been discovered.
Can we market this to your gambling friends?
I don't know that that's the best way to do it. Just a good old-fashioned stink bomb would work.
Oh, I just saw DMX died.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, he
died. You just saw DMX? Oh, that's right. He's in a coma.
Yeah, he's been in a coma for the... Was it an OD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They believe it was heart attacks, multiple caused by an overdose of substances.
He may have gotten a candle.
That might have been what did it.
Yeah.
The headline, Big D and Bubba killed DMX.
Yeah.
Poop in here.
Frankincense candle.
Man.
All right. Three guys. I'm assuming it's guys. I don't really know who won. Email me.
Yeah. I don't know many ladies who would really go that far out of their way.
And I don't know.
For the poop smelling candle. The dog diarrhea.
Oh, I can almost smell it through this one. I think this is a thin layer one. This one.
Let me see. I can't tell.
I don't know if I'm having citrus. I don't know if I'm having flashbacks or.
No, all I smell is citrus, man.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's me. I can smell this. Oh, man, it's in there. I can smell it. Yeah, it's in
here,
there.
Here, let me see yours. Trade you.
Okay.
Tradesies.
I want to see.
Let me see
yeah,
yours.
This one does not have it.
Let me see this one. Yeah, see, yours is better. This is more citrusy than that one.
The three
winning bids need to send me an email, patrick@silverfishmedia.com. I'll send you comments in case you didn't get that.
This one, you can smell it. You're right. It's thin.
What?
This one is thin. You can smell. It's a mixture. Yeah, that one is thin.
It's a thin one.
I got it. I know the smell, and it's there. There is
smell orange.
Oh,
like Carson smells.
Nope.
This would fool a person if you don't know.
Nope. Yeah, but that one will go quick. Nope. Is what I'm saying. If you burn that one, the layers are thin on that one, and whew.
I'm already afraid I'm gonna.
Yeah. The other ones, I've never experienced that with, like, I thought I've smelled every single one of them. I must have missed that one.
That's great. Carson, you take your camera, move it down just a touch. All I see is, like, because you're so little.
Like
literally turn it down. There you go.
I can try to.
Yummy.
That's yummy. So we're down to 7 now. Seven, that's it.
Don't know. A lot of people have asked in the comments on YouTube if we're going to do this here again on YouTube or if we're going to do it on Instagram. We don't know yet. We don't know when, how soon it's going to be. I would hope it's sooner rather than later.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try it on Instagram. I think that would be
it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be a fun.
We could do one on Instagram, and we'll also one on Facebook. We could do all three different ways.
Yeah.
This was your best chance, though, because there's only 23 people.
Yeah,
that is true.
For sure. I mean, imagine what it's going to go up to now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know.
And imagine this. Imagine the last one.
Ooh.
We got to hold on to one and make it this is it.
Boy, it's like
it's your last chance.
Yeah.
It's the dodo of the Big D and Bubba world.
Numsack says, I'm 20 years old, and like in 25 years or so, I'm going to have kids or something, and my kids will go, Daddy, what's that? And I'll forget, and I'll burn it, and I'll suffer.
Hold on, but like, you 20, what are you doing that you can just blow $165 on candles?
Somebody got a good job.
Hello.
If you are 20, if you're in 20 and not in debt, that's a lot of it right
there. That's what I'm
there.
Saying. Like, way to go. How you doing?
Well, congrats.
Carson's dating life, by the way, is going fantastic.
Oh, swimmingly. With lead weights.
I feel bad for you. I mean, you tell us your horror stories and all these terrible things that happen. And I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad not only for you, but for everybody else that's out in the middle of it and dealing with that.
Yeah.
Stacy's got a friend. My wife's got a friend who is newly single, and she has been going out to the bars to try to meet guys.
Good luck. You know who I met at the bar the other night? Some old dude who came over and goes, I'm sorry, what, sir? Next bar. It's the next bar. He's looking for the next bar. And so I go, I honestly don't know. Perhaps you would want to ask the bartender. That's rude. It's rude. Should I be leaving him? Rude. Wow. And so I go, I mean, there's one across the street. Ah, now you know. And so then I walked out and he was out there and I was frightened. And somehow he made it across the street and didn't die, which I was like, well, cheers to you. You must be an expert level Frogger player. Because he crossed a busy 4-lane road and didn't get splattered.
Looks yummy.
He did not.
He wasn't yummy?
No, amazingly enough. Who knew? Yeah.
Well,
why are you touching me, sir?
Why don't you? Is this at your secret bar that you go to? What's your?
No, I should have gone to that one because I don't think those gentlemen are just like walking in. But I was supposed to. I wanted to go to the secret bar with one of the dudes I was supposed to go out with, and he was like, "No, let's go to the dive bar." And I'm like,
"Wasn't the secret bar a dive bar?"
No, it's like you have to dress a little bit nicely to go there.
Yeah,
and it has a dress code.
Yeah, there's a dress code. And
couldn't get in like this.
Uh-oh. Literally never. Times I've known you in 20 years, you were dressed well enough to get into Carson's bar.
Yeah.
And all four of those times, somebody gave you a trophy. So, and one of them, you got married. So that was it. Those were the four
times. That was also a trophy.
Our buddy Michael Kudlitz hangs out there. Come on, man. So
how's the process of getting into this secret bar?
I give you a phone number if you're not a member, and there's literally a phone booth at the front, and you dial the number, and that's how you get in.
And the door just kind of swings open.
It's like an old school phone booth.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so it doesn't call somebody in the back and you go, hey, I'm here, come let me in.
No, the door opens.
What?
It's very James Bond. It's very cool. For me, I have an app because I'm a member, and so when I walk up to the door, it just opens for me.
Shut up.
Which is even cooler, like Michael Jackson, Billie Jean kind of stuff. Like, I feel like I'm
How many people are in there at a given time?
It depends. Last time I was there, I don't think there were more than 20, 25 of us. And then I've been when it's
a
little
big?
More crowded.
Like how many people could it hold?
I don't know. It might be able to fit three.
I only saw one room of it. I went and met our buddy Doug, and he's a member. When Doug and Wally and those guys were in town, we met there. So I'm not a member, but Doug's a member, so they let me in. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool, and there weren't. That was a Saturday night. There weren't more than 40 people there.
Yeah, because sometimes.
Like, I mean, you said Michael Kedlitz was there from mm-hmm. Walking Dead. It's his place.
Mm-hmm.
Do other like celebrities go there? Or is it kind of a secret?
He's the only one I've seen. I would imagine they let other celebrities in if they show up at the door. But, yeah, it's just...
I wasn't here. When he was on the show, did you tell him you're a member of mm-hmm. the bar?
Oh, yeah. And he's like... And she even told him he saw... It's on the last podcast at the end. She said, yeah, I saw you there one time. He goes, well, why didn't you come talk to me? And she's like, well, because you were doing your thing and hanging out. He goes, no, the reason I'm at the bar is to talk to people.
Yeah, he followed me on Instagram.
What?
So now... Did he not follow you guys?
No.
Oh, well, he followed me.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not.
I just assumed he saw our podcast post and was like, saw everybody that was tagged and followed all of us. But okay, but I got followed. And so apparently now
Chicks.
We're buddies.
Chicks. Oh.
That's privilege right there.
You. It is privilege.
That is privilege.
That's your chick privilege.
Chick privilege.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
you guys will follow the chicks on Instagram.
Yeah, so I need to go back to the bar and do my hunting there. Because these guys are like, let's go to the dive bar.
Yeah, it seems like that's just a much better place.
That was
like
actually
a higher end guy.
That's why I joined. I thought
it
would be.
Yeah, but she joined right before COVID hit. And so that whole thing blew. You know, it's
Well, let's see. Maybe next week I'll go and then I will report back with a different story as opposed to.
I wish there was like a sash you could wear that just like, you know how bachelorette parties, they all have the little sash that says, you know, bride to be or whatever, future Mrs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had a sash that said available?
Totally single.
Yeah, totally single. 100% single.
Because you have the ring that says, I'm married or I'm engaged, but maybe you have a boyfriend, and I have no way of knowing that.
Exactly.
So guys don't want to approach a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we have sashes, and maybe dudes, we come up with some kind of little thing. Maybe it's not a sash. Maybe it is. I don't know. But there has to be something that, there's got to be a symbol. Or maybe it's a little pin, like the Mockingjay. And but you know what I mean. But like everybody wears it, so it's male, female, whomever, who cares.
Instead of a mockingjay, it's two bunnies. That's it. That's all I got.
I was gonna say it was a little stoplight, but it's green.
I actually like the little green stoplight.
It's kind of like at the South American steak places where you turn the card over.
Yes. The red, and green.
Brazilian steakhouse. You flip it red.
And if you flip it red, they stop bringing you meat.
Yeah.
And Carson does not want you to stop bringing the meat.
Carson wants you to bring her the meat.
So she's got hers turned up to green.
On
this
that
is
note.
A brilliant idea. This is some next level world changing crap.
This is why people say, oh, well, we're never going to go back and work in our offices again. No, this is the stuff you don't do on Zoom because nobody wants to be on there. So there's no interaction. There's no mingling. No. This is the kind of conversation that only happens if you're face to face with your friends or walking past them in the hall. Love the little green stoplight.
I mean, how do we do this? I'm not going to be the one to initiate it because you know it's going to happen all night. Why are you wearing a green stoplight? Because I'm single? Like, that's a weird conversation.
Start it. We do a campaign, and that's it. There's got to be a way to do this. I mean, we could spend a little bit of money, but if we sell the little... Look, if you guys made a little bit of money selling poop candles.
Yeah.
If you market these little things right, then you have the original green stoplight.
Little green stoplight.
Yeah, what's the thing, if you feel that someone is bothering you, you go and... You,
the safety pin thing for people. Remember
there's
that?
Like
was
a, there's like, hey, is so and so here at the bar? There's like a name you say to let them know that someone's bothering
like
you.
Like a safe word?
Yeah, no.
And there's I've never heard that.
No, no one knows.
Have you found my red ribbon?
I don't know.
That was code words in the Babysitter's Club.
Oh, was it?
That's about all I know.
What is that?
That was to let you know that there might be an intruder in the house.
Oh.
Babysitter's Club is very dark for seventh graders.
Oh, yeah. Like when you, the alarm, there's like a button you can press if it's a hostage situation. So
it's like pilots. We have a certain code that we squawk on the radio.
It's on the transponder.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But I'm trying to talk to people that don't know.
Well, you said squawk, so I didn't know.
Well, I started. My brain worked. You know how the brain works. The brain is quick. So
man.
I went squawk, and then I went, they won't understand squawk.
Man, there's nothing you're more saying, fun than when you two call each other.
You're having a conversation. So your brain is having it, and it goes, the people won't know what squawk means. So, I mean, anyway,
we
there's a code.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to call you.
There's like a whole bunch of codes that we can put in there for different situations. One of them is for hijackings. One of them is for, you know, any other issues might have, like radio is out or whatever, you know, your communications. So I was just saying, there's got to be a thing. A little green stoplight is brilliant, and I think we could do this.
Right.
This is good for people.
Yeah.
Because I would think that this makes it approachable. Like, you know how when you were talking about I brought it up, the little pins. Remember the safety pin thing? You're a safe person to talk to. Do you remember when that was like a year and a half ago? There was like a push for people to wear safety pins. If you were a safe person to talk to on campus.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, for the people that, you know, are just afraid to, have real human interaction. Here's the thing with the world. You're not going to agree with everything. You're not going to agree with everyone. Don't be afraid to hear stuff that you don't like sometimes.
That's the thin one. I don't want that one to go away.
Oh, that one?
That's a good one.
He's this is picking
a
them thicker. Out.
This He's trying to figure out which
a
candles.
Thicker base. So put that
the
in
thicker
there.
Ones are the better ones because those are the ones that will hide
this
the scent
so good.
Best.
Yeah, it's this one here is this might be one for us. This is a
give that one to Lee. He's gonna burn it himself anyway.
Dude, they're gonna get so wasted that they're not even gonna smell it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna be like
gonna be backstage at some arena on the tour bus, and all of a sudden they're all gonna start running, and people on other tour buses are gonna go, "Whose tank exploded? Whose poop tank exploded?"
Dude, you know what's gonna happen? He's gonna give it to somebody who's going to give it to somebody who's, and somebody's going to be getting high, and they're gonna be trying to cover the scent, and they're gonna light that,
and
they
worse.
Are really gonna cover it.
Skunk. Yeah. Well, congratulations to Patrick, who just finished off a fifth of vodka or whatever that was.
Whiskey. Was that liquor?
No, it's not a liquor. Oh. It's just Diet Mountain Dew mixed with sugar-free Red Bull.
Are you sure?
Oh, it's a little Patrick Punch.
Mm-hmm.
A little Patrick Punch. Yep. Now, can you do Patrick Punch with whiskey?
Yeah, you can put whiskey in it.
What's that called?
That's called Five Whiskey Patrick Punch.
I thought that's what you were drinking. I
did
I thought
too.
It
no,
was whiskey.
Like whiskey.
No, it's like it's
Five Finger Patrick
it's
Punch.
It's the middle of the day. I'm not there yet.
Five Finger Patrick Punch is pretty great. Five Finger Patrick Punch.
Oh, gosh. Every time I'm going to stop now. I'm going to say something mean and get me in trouble, so I'm going to stop.
All right. So you've been doing this, and I thought you were drunk the way you're carrying on.
No, I'm not. What?
Oh, no. This is sober?
I never drink during the day. You know that.
Do we?
I mean, okay.
I don't drink during the day, in case my ex-wife's lawyer is watching this.
Oh, okay.
Never.
All right.
Gosh, people.
I don't know. I didn't know the rules. Sorry, my bad.
So I was talking to a friend of ours on Instagram earlier about Prince Philip passing away. And I was like, man, he was kind of a crazy, cool, fascinating dude. Everything I've learned about him on the Crown kind of points to, he's had cool cars and the whole thing. He's like, the Crown isn't true.
What? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but a lot of it is. I mean, the conversations might not be true, but the events are pretty much on.
Did you
Big
see
chunks
that?
Chunks of it are true.
Did you see that McDonald's Sprite is trending because
McDonald's
of his death?
Sprite?
There's some internet joke that I learned about today that because, you know, McDonald's filters their water, which is why their Coke always tastes so good, that I guess when you drink their Sprite, they use more syrup than Sprite actually uses in their product. So it like hits you. It's like a punch. And so whenever anybody dies, they always said they gave them the McDonald's Sprite. And so people are posting memes of like, it's like Meghan Markle sneaking out after she spiked him with McDonald's Sprite. It's so great.
You're weird.
Way
I know.
Deep. I didn't get that at all.
I went so deep. I was so deep into Twitter.
She explained it, and I'm like,
I still didn't get it.
I gave her. You got a charity from me.
I was sitting here feeling bad for myself because I posted that meme on Instagram, and it only got 21 likes, and I thought, nobody gets this joke.
No.
Outside of me and Big D. I'm not sure anyone really thinks that this
Your
is
funny. Your
dad
will get that joke.
Yeah. But then Carson came with McDonald's
Sprite. I came
Sprite,
in with the same.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but now you're going to look at McDonald's Sprite trending on Twitter, and you're going to laugh. Yeah.
I do. I see it right here, right above the crown.
I'm not laughing.
Yep. Then you're going to feel bad because you're laughing because Philip died.
We got Snoop, DMX dead, not DMX, McDonald's Sprite, the crown, and then there was X, Kissinger, What's My Name, and Get At Me, Dog. Those are the
get
trends
at me, dog.
Right now.
What's Get At Me,
Dog?
What
is that?
I don't know, but it's fun to say.
Get At Me, Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is that a DMX thing?
Might be.
I mean,
I got to go call these winners so I can get their credit card information. And,
that's so great. Just have them Venmo.
Yeah, can they PayPal?
This is
Venmo?
Not 1999.
No, because it's got to go into the company account. Like, we can't be. Yeah, I got to play by the rules.
So. Well, that was fun. Thank you, everyone. Congratulations, you guys, getting, honestly, it's super rare. That's it. I mean,
you now own 30% of the candles we're ever going to sell.
Yeah.
The three of you.
That's a very rare commodity, so congrats.
And we are going to work on these little green stoplights. I'm going to call somebody, because there's a jewelry place right down the way. See if there's maybe like some like a little pin or something.
No, you never know, man. You never know. So who's after the show?
After the show, we have the Ken Burns interview.
Yes, great interview.
For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you're going to miss out on about 8 to 10 minutes with one of the most fascinating people, someone who really knows more about America than anybody ever probably has in all of history, Ken Burns, the filmmaker, documentarian. It is a really cool interview.
Before you hit the thing, Cincy, if you're still watching... If you're still watching, send me an email with your contact info so you can actually get this.
Get the right, what's it? Oh, did you already type it out?
I got the other two. I got Prankin. I got Numsacks and Justin. So I'm just looking for Cincy.
Numsacks. That's a great just.
I mean, it's just a good screen name, man.
Yes. Your email. Did you print it out?
Yeah, I put it in there. It? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I think we've covered it all.
All right. Congratulations, everyone.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
Come at me, doll.
I'm sorry.
On PBS, Hemingway, it's a documentary series, and part three is on tonight. But in case you miss it, you can also stream it on the app and online and all the stuff that is available nowadays, which is pretty sweet. Ken Burns and Lynn Novick doing the Hemingway documentary, and they join us on the phone now. Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well. Just Ken today.
Oh.
Lynn's off doing something else. Great to be with you, though, but PBS has been showing it. It's been a big success, and can't wait to share it with my country audience after our country music series of a couple years ago.
Which, by the way, was fascinating. Like, I learned so much watching that documentary. I want to say thank you from not only myself, but all of the country music community. There is so much that was covered in that. And, you know, I think I'm due to watch it again.
Well, you know, I think it will reward. I hope it does. It does for me. Every once in a while, I would pull it out. You know, I was singing... you know, Johnny Cash's I Still Miss Someone that Roseanne sang at his memorial service at the Opry. I sing my little girl to sleep. You know, I got grown girls and grandkids that are 10 years old, and I got a daughter who's also 10 years old. And I was, just last night I was singing her to sleep with Johnny Cash, I Still Miss Someone. She loves it all.
I remember hearing that you were going to do the country music documentary like 10 years ago. And I've been a fan for a long time. I'm going to nerd out here. Baseball, I own the baseball DVDs and the Roosevelt DVDs and jazz. I've seen it all over and over again. It's what I watch when I'm homesick and I want to feel better about what's going on. But two of my favorite things, country music and Ken Burns. I actually went to the question and answer with you and Lynn that you did as the premiere just to watch. I bought a ticket for $10 just to go watch 45 minutes worth of that and listen to Ken Burns answer questions about it afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that's great. This is a film I made with Dayton Duncan, who is a writer and producer, and he was a longtime fan of country music, and I had worked in a record store, and my people are from the Appalachian Mountains, so I heard a lot of old-time country music growing up, but, I really felt it was misunderstood, and it's really important, particularly today when we're so divided. I've been making films about the U.S. for more than 40 years, almost 45 years, but I've also been making films about us. And what I understood, that is to say, the two-letter lowercase plural pronoun, us, what I understood is making country music, there's only us. There's no them. And we spend an awful lot of our time wasting so much energy trying to make a false them. Everybody's different. Everybody's connected and the same. There's no them. There's only us. And I think country music understands that in its bones, the best of it. It's the universal stuff, falling in love, losing love, just the pleasures of ordinary life, having a relationship with God. All of these things are at the heart of country music, and it's elemental. Three chords and the truth, Colin Howard said. But boy, you know, when Hank says, I'm so lonesome I can cry, there's nobody on earth that doesn't know what he's talking about.
Man, why do I love Ken Burns so much?
That was so great. I want to bottle that up and like hang it on the wall.
Yeah, he just ripped that. It's no big deal. Ken Burns is with us. The new documentary series on the iconic one and only Hemingway. It's on PBS, and part three is tonight. If you do miss it, it is streaming on the app and on the on all the other streaming services.
What is it about all of the Ken Burns documentaries that is so just, you have to watch it? I watched one on the Mayo Clinic. I'm flipping around channels, and the Mayo Clinic was on. Man, I just stopped, and I was there for hours.
That's how I felt about Prohibition. I didn't think I cared, and then he got me 30 minutes in. I'm like, I'm watching all of this.
Ken, halfway through, Bubba's like, wait a second, this isn't where they make mayonnaise?
That's a Homer Simpson joke. That's
the Mayo.
He goes to the Mayo Clinic, and they're all Mayo jars. You know what? If you tell a good story, then you're not making it simplistic, and it means you're tolerating contradiction. You do in your own life, in the people you love, and the people you're friends with, and with yourself. And when you understand that, then you can tell a deeper and richer story, and that's all that we've tried to do. You know, when I heard that the Mayo Clinic was founded by these scientific doctors, but also these sisters at a nunnery who had a vision that they should create, a world-class medical thing right out in the cornfields of southeastern Minnesota, you're gonna go, that's a good story. So the film is called The Mayo Clinic: Faith, Hope, and Science.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're not mutually exclusive as we try to make it today.
I think of all the documentaries you've done, I think the baseball one is definitely up there. You said earlier that, you know, you've been making films for 40-some-five years about our country, about America. And I think that's why your documentaries are so loved, because you watch it and it kind of doesn't matter the topic, it's always comfortable to me. It always feels...
So I'm making this, you know, the secret is, in a way, I'm making the same film over and over again. I'm not doing it by rote. It just means I'm asking the same elemental question that we all need to be asking of ourselves, but I'm saying, who are we? Who are those strange and complicated people who like to call themselves Americans? And what does an investigation of the past tell us about not only where we've been, but where we are now and where we may be going? And that's a story that everybody's interested in, even if they didn't think, you know, I had lots of friends when I was working on Country to go, every film, Ken, that you've ever done, I've been interested, but country music, you know, and I said, just wait, you know,
just,
and I had
one
Thunder who was shaking his head. He said, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure that we want our funds in this. And he came to an early screening and he was weeping.
Yeah.
He said, I am so sorry. I misjudged. I had no idea how much I already knew and loved.
Yeah.
See?
I just
want to. And then.
I want to say before we lose you to time that on behalf of all country music fans, thank you for not only making that incredible documentary, but if you don't know this, Ken Burns and David Duncan, they donated all of the interviews, 175 hours of interviews with Merle Haggard and all of these legends, some of whom have gone to the Country Music Hall of Fame. So they have them in their archives forever.
Oh, wow.
More than we even saw in the documentary, obviously, 175 hours worth.
More.
And that
well,
it can
know,
be
we
preserved.
We did 101 interviews and we've lost now, I think it's now up to 25 we lost of the folks we interviewed. So this is the last time that we're going to be able to see them. And so, yeah, we were honored to do that, honored to, happy to help.
Well,
it's us, right?
Yeah.
It's not them. It's us.
I hope that's a great takeaway. Ken Burns, the new one is called Hemingway. It's on PBS, of course. Sorry we didn't spend more time on that. We're such
we're
country
just
guys.
So excited.
We just love all this stuff. Make sure you watch. It's on PBS. It's a three-part series. The part three is tonight. And then you can check out all the other stuff.
You think you knew everything about Hemingway? You don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue.
Yeah. You have no idea. I mean, I thought I knew some, and I realized the first day of work, I knew nothing, and I just had to throw away whatever preconceptions and just, it is, well, you know, and fasten your seatbelts because this is a bumpy ride.
Oh, is this, did you just say hold my beer? Is that a hold my beer moment?
Yeah. No, I'll hold your beer. Yeah, just hand it to me. It'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Ken Burns, everyone. Ken, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.